podcast. What is a podcast? What's so special about it? And I think the best way I could describe, or the best way I can express it to you as a listener of this podcast and many other podcasts, is to go back to its origin, to go back to where it all started. And where it all started is actually in radio. So today on this episode, I'll be talking about radio, from its origin to the where we find ourselves being in line with podcasting. And so this episode will take on a different shape and a different form, a different version of format, that it's one part video, which is now, and then the rest of it will be audio. So get your headphones ready, get your mind ready to experience the origins of a podcast, and that is through the ears and through sound. And so right now, put your headphones on, close your eyes, and enjoy this episode. See you on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all the curious minds tuning in, welcome to another edition of Things We Learn on a Monday Morning. I'm your host, Jason Skippers, and today we embark on a journey through the cracklings, the waves, and the voices that change the world. Yes, we're talking about radio. From the first blips of Morse code to the podcast revolution, this is a story of innovation, connection, and reinvention. So sit back, sip that coffee, and let's dive into the airwaves. Our journey begins in a time before voices could travel through the air. The year is 1887. A German physicist, Heinrich Hertz, proves that electromagnetic waves exist. Little did he know, but his discovery would shape the future of global communication. Fast forward to 1895, and an Italian inventor, Guglielmo Marconi, sees the potential in these invisible waves. Picture him in the small workshop sending out these first wireless signals across his backyard. 6 years later, Marconi sends a signal across the Atlantic Ocean. Suddenly, the world is a little smaller. It's hard to imagine now, but back then, this was groundbreaking. News, messages, even music could be sent without wires. The age of radio was born. Imagine the 1920s. The world is roaring, jazz is swinging, and radio is no longer a science experiment. It's entertainment. November 2nd, 1920, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, KDKA, the first commercial radio station, broadcasts the U.S. presidential election results. Thousands are glued to the receivers, experiencing history in real time. This is KDKA, bringing you the latest election updates. And just like that, radio transforms homes. By the 1930s, families gather around their wooden receivers listening to thrilling dramas, comedy shows, and breaking news. And then came a broadcast that would make history. Orson Welles' War of the Worlds in 1938. Listeners believed aliens were invading. During World War II, radio was more than entertainment. It was a lifeline. Soldiers tuned in for messages from home, while civilians listened to news bulletins, often read with gravity and urgency.
Just to bring you up to date on the news of Europe, if you are just turning on your radios, Great Britain is now at war with Germany. Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain announced this fact in a broadcast at 6:15 New York time, 6:15 Eastern Daylight Time. A brief broadcast of about 5 minutes duration, which was carried over the CBS network. And the Prime Minister said that I have to tell you that we are now at war with Germany. We shall bring you further news as quickly as we have it, and we suggest that you keep tuned to your Columbia station.
In the 1950s, radio found a new beat. It's called rock and roll. DJs like Alan Freed spun records that made teenagers swoon and parents panic. Radio kept reinventing itself. As television gained popularity, radio leaned into music, talk shows, and iconic personalities. Howard Stern, NPR, all found their place in this evolving landscape. And then the internet arrived. Suddenly, radio wasn't just live. It was on demand. Podcasts, like the one you're listening to, exploded onto the scene. Today, streaming services and global radio keeps the spirit alive. From Spotify to Apple Podcasts, audio storytelling has never been more accessible.
Now, we recently announced something new for iTunes and iPod, and it's called podcasting. As you know, the podcasting phenomenon is exploding right now. And podcasting, of course, is a concatenation of iPod and broadcasting. And what is podcasting? You know, it's been described a lot of different ways. One way has been TiVo for radio. You can download radio shows and listen to them on your computer or put them on your iPod anytime you want. So it's just like television programs on TiVo. And that's true. Another way it's been described is Wayne's World for radio, which means that anyone without much capital investment can make a podcast, put it on a server, and get a worldwide audience for their radio show. And that's true, too. We see it as the hottest thing going in radio, hotter than anything else in radio. And as you know, what podcasting is that you can not only download radio shows and listen to them, you can subscribe to them. So that every time there's a new episode, it automatically gets downloaded to your computer. You can listen to it there, or it automatically gets synced to your iPod the next time you dock your iPod. So it's very, very exciting. And there are over 8,000 podcasts now, and this is growing really, really fast.
From Marconi's backyard experiments to the podcasts we binge today, radio has shaped our lives in ways we often take for granted. It has been the voice of history, the heartbeat of music, and the sound of connection. And who knows what's next? Maybe the future of radio is being invented as we speak. That's it for today's episode of Things We Learn on a Monday Morning. If you love this journey through the airwaves, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Have an idea for a future episode? Let me know. Until next time, keep listening, keep learning. And as always, stay curious. How did you find it? How was that episode for you? I must admit, I enjoyed making it. Thoroughly enjoyed making it. Soundscaping, and I mean, that's part of what I do as a business. But I enjoyed making this one because there's a personal touch to it. So if you like this version and this format, I definitely will be making more and more of these versions, these types of podcasts, these formats. Outside of the conversational style podcast that I do have already. Because there are a few guests that are lined up that are keen to just chat. And we can talk about the theme of generosity and how important generosity is. And I hope you are modeling elements of generosity. If you want to know about generosity, there's a few podcasts I've suggested for you in part of the week. That comes out every Monday. Check that out. Do listen to those podcasts. It will revolutionize your mind and your perspective and your worldview around generosity and how it can impact and change your life. Yes, and your view of money in particular and things. But yes, back to this format. I will definitely be doing this format again for many, many of the episodes. And if you want to contribute to this episode in terms of concept, thoughts, and voice notes or comments, please do leave a comment. You can email me at jason@createfluencesite.com. You want to be a guest on the podcast? If you feel like you have something interesting to share, email me at jason@createfluence.com, or you can reach me out to any of the social. Reach out to me on any of the other social spaces: Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Yes, I'm on TikTok. But I thoroughly enjoyed making this, and I hope you've enjoyed the episode yourself. So, always remember, podcasts are not for some; they are actually for everyone. And you this much closer to learning something new. It just needs you to step up and take hold of it. So, hopefully you enjoyed and learned something this Monday morning. Until next time.